For an entire generation, there will always be the recollection of that moment when you first became aware of the falling towers of 9/11. Delmarva Public Radio's George Merrill ponders the lessons to be learned from that tragic day.
Where were you when John Kennedy was shot? We often asked one another. Today, the questions become, where were you on 9/11? I had gone early that day to the grocery store to get eggs and milk. I stood on the line at the checkout counter, and I glanced at the tabloids. One displayed a picture of a bullfrog and a distraught woman lying next to it in a hospital bed. The headline read, "Woman Gives Birth to Frog." The claim, I thought, was goofy enough to make a playful essay if I could shape the story into some kind of a spoof on America's insatiable appetite for sensationalism. Going home, I played with the idea. At home, my wife Jo was watching television. She rarely, if ever, does before evening, and she looked troubled. I knew something was wrong. She told me about the felling of the Twin Towers. Quite literally, out of the blue and in seconds, the illusion of my country's invulnerability was shattered. We were not the world's ultimate sanctuary anymore. America officially joined the League of Wounded Nations. After personal and national crises, memories dim over time. A few memories remain vivid. I recall one account of how two women jumped from the burning skyscrapers. In the face of death, they held hands, an act that is perhaps one of our more tender expressions, and I hoped they were comforted. I recall how 2 days following the attack, televangelists Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson were interviewed. They issued the usual pious clichés about how they were praying for victims, the statements we expect from celebrity clergy. But then Falwell went on. The ACLU has got to take a lot of blame for this, throwing God out of the public square, out of the schools. The abortionists have got to bear some burden for this because God will not be mocked. And when we destroy 40 million little innocent babies, we make God mad. I really believe that pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians who are trying to make that an alternative lifestyle, the ACLU, People for the American Way, all of them who try to secularize America, I point the finger to their face and say, you helped this happen. Pat Robertson concurs totally. Falwell and Robertson's comments reveal their God as an angry and vindictive tyrant, ironically identical to the tribal God that the Islamist extremists profess, a God of vengeance who uses violence as the instrument of conformity. They profess an ancient deity who offers carrots while wielding the stick, smiting his enemies while rewarding his friends. It's the image of God humankind once created in order to control God. Just keep on his good side and you'll earn his favor. The mentality mocks Christianity's message of love and forgiveness. The tragedy of 9/11, with all its violence and suffering, only underscores how malignant this understanding of a God can be. The God we need to worship is the one who can teach us how to love and forgive, not how to exact vengeance. George Merrill, On the Shore.